This is Fresh Air. Our classical music critic, Lord Schwartz, says he's not listening to a lot of classical music during the pandemic, but a couple of recent recordings of works that go back to such great Baroque masters as Bach and Handel have really caught his attention. Here's Lloyd's review.
The news is so heavy these days, I find it hard to listen to music that's too serious. But a couple of recordings of serious music have delighted my ears, and I've been listening to them over and over again. One is a fascinating experiment. Several years ago, I heard Johnny Gandelsman, the wonderful violinist of the Brooklyn Rider String Quartet, play a whole evening devoted to Bach's complete sonatas and partitas for solo violin. At the end of this marathon, Yo-Yo Ma, who was in the audience to hear his friend, shouted out, "Encore!" It got a big laugh. But Gandelsman was unflappable. He picked up his violin and started to play the opening of one of Bach's suites for solo cello, a Yo-Yo Ma specialty. That got an even bigger laugh. Now, Gandelsman has a new recording of his violin transcription of all six Bach suites for solo cello. And on the violin, these famous pieces sound like brand new works. They are lighter, airier. A great cellist like Ma or the legendary Pablo Casals gives these pieces a deep, soulful beauty, as if the cello is singing of grief or mourning, even in the liveliest movements. But on the violin, we can hear even more clearly the way a Baroque suite is actually a set of dances. The violin emphasizes their buoyancy and lilt. Bach composed his sixth and final suite for a cello with five strings instead of the usual four. And Gandelsman here uses a five-string violin, not unheard of to anyone familiar with country music fiddling. I've also been enjoying a new recording by one of my favorite young singers, Metropolitan Opera mezzo-soprano Kate Lindsay. It's a set of three seldom-heard 18th-century cantatas by Handel, Haydn, and Alessandro Scarlatti, all on the lugubrious theme of lost love. The CD is called Ariana, and each of the pieces tells the story of Ariadne, Ariana in Italian. She was the princess from Crete who fell in love with the Greek hero Theseus. She helped him find his way out of the labyrinth after he slew the Minotaur by giving him a ball of thread so that he could retrace his steps through the maze. Theseus took her to the island of Naxos, but abandoned her there. Eventually, the god Dionysus rescued her and turned her into a constellation. In the 20th century, this was the subject of Richard Strauss's famous opera Ariadne auf Naxos. But it was a subject that had already interested composers over 300 years earlier. Handel, like Bach, occasionally recycled his own music. The first aria in the Handel cantata that Kate Lindsay sings on this recording is actually the same music for a Handel aria she sang just this past season at the Met. She played a very kinky young Nero in Handel's viciously satirical opera Agrippina, which was composed around the same time as the cantata. In the opera, Nero's ruthlessly cynical mother, Agrippina, will stop at nothing to make him emperor. In one scene, she's gotten Nero to attract followers by throwing money at them. It's the very same music, down to the memorable introduction, that Handel uses in the cantata as a lament over lost love. Kate Lindsay was as nasty as Nero as she is moving in the cantata. I'm not quite sure why even the darkest music of this period should be so appealing in these dark times. Maybe the constant forward movement and the relative lightness of the scoring makes time seem to pass more quickly and an end is more clearly in sight. Maybe that's what we need to feel now more than ever.
Lord Schwartz writes for WBUR Boston's online journal, The Artery, and is the Poet Laureate of Somerville, Massachusetts. He reviewed new recordings of Johnny Gandelsman playing his violin transcriptions of Bach's complete music for solo cello, and Kate Lindsay singing arias by Handel, Haydn, and Scarlatti on a CD called Ariana.